The firstborn was in 1899, my sister Frances. Oldest to the youngest, the name Frances, Lawrence, Mildred, Lucille, Roy, Helen, Carl, Andy, Herbert, Arthur, Philip, and Wesley. As youngsters, we didn't have hardly any toys to speak of, you know, but, you know, we just romped and played and with each other and whatnot. But the Maple Hill School, that was a focal point, I think, of our life when we were growing up. We went to school and we got, of course, you had a playmates then and had a good time and you were learning, and that was an enjoyable time in your life going to school. My first teacher I had later became my sister-in-law. My brother married her. Oh, of course, reading, writing, and arithmetic is about it. You know, we had no art. We didn't have any art, and very little music. That's one thing that was very lacking. And we had one teacher, and he was a musician. So he played the violin and the piano. And then we had a little music, you know, but no art of any kind, you know. We didn't have any coloring books or anything like that. We were lacking that, but we learned our ABCs. Yeah, we had a covered sleigh that was drawn by horses, and it was real comfortable to ride in. It had buffalo robes on the seats, on the back and on the seats, and you sat, and it felt warm, of course. And we had charcoal foot warmers. If your feet got cold, you put your feet on those charcoal burning foot warmers. It was comfortable in the cover there. At Christmas time, we put on a program, and we started to rehearse right around Thanksgiving time. And almost everyone was involved. Like the first graders would have third graders would have a recitation to give, and then they'd have some sort of a skit that involved most of the kids in the school. You know, the older ones would be the leading characters, and we didn't have much music, but anyway, we put on that Christmas pageant, and all the neighbors and mothers and fathers came to the program every year. And after the program, they'd bring some cookies or something like that, and then they'd have coffee after a Christmas celebration. And then Santa Claus came too, and of course we didn't have hardly any gifts to kids. We drew names, you know, and you'd give them something that you made yourself, maybe out of cardboard or paper, something like that. But Santa Claus, he handed out mesh sacks, looked like a stocking, filled with hard candy and nuts. And that was a lot of fun.